When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
Yo, people.
What's going on, gang?
Welcome, welcome, welcome. We're back again, Real on Wheels. This is the podcast that everyone wants to see because we keep it trill. That's what we're saying. We keep it 100. Couple topics we're going to touch on right now.
Quickly, we're going to do like a Twitter drive-by.
Twitter drive-by. That's what Lee's calling it.
Twitter drive-by.
Just pull up and skirt and see what's happening. So first thing, we got John Fury saying he's in talks with KSI. And Logan Paul. Logan, I didn't know about. Obviously, no, I knew he was chatting to JJ and his team about it, but Logan Paul. Would you want to see Tommy and Logan?
It'll be interesting. I'll beat your brother. I'll beat you. Similar height, range.
There's a storyline.
Yeah.
There's a storyline.
But would that mess up the business relations between JJ and Logan, if he's sneaking in and grabbing that fight, that opportunity.
Yeah.
You know them gypsies, man. It's where the money is, where the pound note is, man.
They know.
They are going where the
they can find
note
cash.
Is. Trust
they
me.
They can find cash in a bin, bro. Trust me. Like this, I think if Logan snuck in on a fight with Tommy X that JJ, someone's prime's getting spiked. But trust me, because that one there, that ain't gonna run.
Yeah.
Blueface said you went 12 rounds with Floyd. I wonder what that looked like. Obviously, he was getting pieced.
Picked apart,
but tough.
Yeah.
And just rolled in it. You know what I'm saying? He's just got that mentality.
Floyd's proper mixing with these influences.
He is. But
giving them some work. Helping him keep
because Otis has got him around.
Yeah, that's what
so
it is.
So Otis is like, come and work
with
him.
It's the new wave, isn't it? It's the new wave. And they bring the new vibe to the gym.
And it keeps him fresh. It's not a threat.
Yeah.
But it allows him just to keep in the motions. And because he's got a fight coming up, isn't it?
Against
Gotti.
Yeah.
The third or something,
yeah,
is it?
Yeah,
something like this.
It's gonna be a bad numbers.
Bro, it has to be, bro.
Bad numbers.
Who wants to see that? Really? Yeah, John Gotti the third. Who wants to see that? But anyway, BJ Flores
thinks Jake 2021
would beat Nate Diaz.
Yeah, true. Diaz was trash on the pads. He looked trash.
Oh man,
he looked atrocious. Oh my gosh, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. He's super trash, man. What type of fight is this?
Listen, can Jake even train hard seeing that shit?
Of course not.
Like,
man.
Doesn't that make you think like,
it's a confidence fight, isn't
it?
It's a confidence fight.
But it's a bit, I don't know, man. We're going to see how it goes, but I don't see Nate going the distance.
No, of course not. It's not going the distance.
I'm going to get whacked.
Not going the distance. Ref stoppage.
And we got to remember, Nate has always competed 155, 170.
Yeah.
He never fought in the UFC at middleweight, did he?
Never.
He never fought 185.
So. No, I can't remember him.
I know he was 155, 170.
Yeah.
Don't know 185.
No.
So, and then what's this fight going to be, at 185?
Yeah.
He ain't going to be able to deal with that, man.
Jarvis Gibb.
Yeah. This one, yeah.
Big fight.
Big fight,
big
guys.
Big fight. Big Gibb fight.
Versus Jarvis is a big fight. I seen Gibb big chatting. Fight. He was because Wade said some stuff in it. And then Gibb said, listen, I take my. Well, he said, you're going to send the phase assassins for me. That's what you think.
Yeah.
Nah, Gibb went. He said something at the end.
Big fight. I'm excited for that fight, man.
He said, I made man go.
Hey, you know what it is? Everyone's going to be tuned in for that fight.
Oh.
People want to act like they don't care about it, but they're lying. They're lying. They're going to tune in because they know it's going to be fireworks.
No, it's going to be
serious.
It's
a great matchup. It's a great matchup.
I'm backing Gibb for it. Call me biased if you like, but I genuinely do think Gibb gets the win.
Has to.
I think Gibb gets the win.
Has to.
Jarvis, I feel like early on.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
In the first couple of rounds, he's going to put up a good bit of resistance, but he's going to take too many licks.
He's going to take a lot of licks. He's going to take great.
A lot of licks.
It's going to be great.
Yeah, and obviously Lee's going to be there coaching great. Against Otis.
If Gibb can't beat him, he might as well retire. Call it a day.
Retire?
Call it a day.
Hey, Lee, man.
Call it a day.
What's wrong with you?
I say, no, brother. Call it a day.
What, because he can't beat Jarvis?
Call it a day.
So
you've been doing it too long.
You have been doing it a long time. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You can't let the freshman come through.
No, call it a day.
And show you up. It's true.
In a way, when you see Jarvis, you should see your former self. Your old self.
Yeah, 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 yeah. You should look at man like he's in 2019.
Yeah, that's my nephew.
He's in 2019.
Yeah, you're my nephew, man. You got to treat him like such.
Who's next for Salt?
Oh, yeah. Salt Papi. Who should Salt Papi face?
Stop! I already made a video about that. Stop that.
Yeah, I see that. Yeah, they think they're smart,
man.
But they think
that
the shadow
government,
they're suave. Someone gonna suck your mother.
The Kingpin winner, fair play.
But see, the thing is, who said the Kingpin winner's gonna want to go over there? They might couldn't.
No.
So why do people think I want to fight? I'm gonna fight. It doesn't work like that.
Yeah. No, but then he might. But then Salt might go over there.
Salt might end up on Kingpin, bro. Really and truly, Salt Papi should fight Slim. If Slim's got the belt at the weight he fights at, or he can get to, they should fight. Why not?
Because he just lost.
Because they're equal. They're equal.
But he just lost.
Slim's 6-0. He should fight Salt Papi. What's Salt Papi? 3-1.
Yeah, 3-1. But it's AT's next, bro. AT's next for Slim. AT should be next.
But see,
for
the thing, at first I said that, yeah. But when I really thought about it, Salt Papi should fight Slim. It makes more sense. For the realm of crossover boxing, or influencer boxing, Salt Papi should fight Slim. Of course. Crossover boxing, if you want to blur the lines and do all that nonsense, then obviously AT should fight Slim.
Role,
so it depends what these managements and these promoters want to do.
AT's role is not to be a champion in this thing. Not that AT doesn't want to be a champion. We're saying the shadow government would hate for AT to be the champion.
Because
deads out the game.
AT trying to act like he's not a pro. Let's stop lying. You're a pro MMA fighter. You've done pro boxing fights. Mm. So for a pro to come in and just knock off these influencers, then he's going to
raise the game. It ruins the game.
No influencers going to come in, get involved knowing, thinking, I might fight a pro soon. Or win two fights, I'm going to fight a pro soon. So Salt Papi should fight Slim.
Slim next, yeah.
So Slim's is getting his nose job. So Papi's getting
his
eyes
done. Who's making these graphics saying he should fight Virus?
Bro, it's the shadow government, bro.
What type of stupidness is that? What Virus? Why? Yeah, where? Exactly. How?
From what?
From what?
DK Money was giving Garrus some good work.
In it. So why Virus? This is what I'm saying. Nah, it should be Slim.
Should be Slim.
Because AT will ruin the thing if he picks up a belt.
Yeah.
And they don't want him to have the belt. He's not good. They're not good for business. Next. What we got?
Oh, they got a good number, Salt Papi.
1 mil.
Yeah, 1 mil plus video
That's
views.
Big
That's
numbers,
good.
You know.
I say 99.9% are Salt Papi's fans.
Yeah. I would say most people that watch that.
Big up yourself, Salt Papi, man. You're doing great, man. You got your people behind you.
He does.
As I said in earlier videos, make sure you get the Filipino people behind you. Because they're great people and very supportive.
Yeah, no, listen, the Filipinos, they show out, man.
Yeah, man, they're good people.
They show
man.
Out, and it's clear to see that they're doing that for their guy. Mm-hmm. So yeah, shout out to them, okay, and it shows pull, it shows reach.
Do you think four rounds would have helped him out instead of the three rounds?
Nah, six.
Six.
Yeah.
But you know what I think? Yeah, some people are saying that four rounds wouldn't have helped.
It would have been a draw.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what would happen.
Six, yeah.
Because I feel like Salt Papi would have won the fourth.
Yeah.
Because AT's doing that fiddling, fighting about. You would, you know what I mean? But it would have ended up two apiece.
Yeah, true.
It's six.
True. But you know
what's needed?
If there was more rounds, Salt Papi's mindset would have changed. The fight would have been different. Because it was three rounds, he thought we had to push a bit more.
No, but did he push?
Yeah,
he didn't fight like a man that got three rounds.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He was fighting like he had six. Salt was actually fighting like he had six.
And you know what, he was fighting like a three round man. Credit to Anthony Taylor as well, because
he knew what he signed up for.
I thought he was going to press harder than that. But he was very smart, tactical.
Same. I think.
But it's experience. He's an experienced Donnie.
He drew the counter puncher into attacking.
And the hugging.
And the hugging and the head down.
Smart,
and
smart. The clinch work. You know what I mean? He's messing about. Very smart. But he's a boring fighter.
Yeah, he's a boring fighter. Man. He's boring. To see it. It doesn't look skillful, does it?
No, no, it doesn't look skillful.
It don't look like AT does anything. He gets the job done. And that's why he can't be the champion.
Yeah.
Because no one wants to come see a champion that fights like AT.
How can your build-up to the fight be better than the actual fight?
All his build-ups are better than his actual fights. Mm. But then let's remember, Tommy Fury couldn't stop this man, you know?
Yeah. There's no way Salt-Pap will stop
him. And he thought,
as I said, I don't think no one in the realm of influencer crossover boxing stops AT. But JJ might, because JJ's a lunatic.
Yeah, and that power is...
That is a lunatic.
That power is crazy.
He fights like an absolute lunatic.
JJ's power is mad.
He's a lunatic.
It's mad. And now that he's lighter and more athletic and there's more speed, it's like... Yeah, it's mad. It's
wrecky.
You can't... He's like a Wilder.
Yeah.
JJ's like Wilder.
Yeah.
He got that bang, bro, that will put man out, and he's proven that. He's proven
and
that.
And everyone, man, stop tweeting me, asking me about what happened in the fight. Do I think it was an elbow? God gave you eyes.
Yeah, innit. I know everyone's asking me for that. I said straight up, bro.
God gave you eyes.
Who says that elbow, bro?
God gave you eyes.
Do you know what I mean? That's it. That's the end of that one, though. And then we move on. It's a no contest. That's the it. Right thing was done.
Yeah, right thing was done.
And we move now. That's it. And it should be Tommy next, isn't it? Mm-hmm. That should be it. Slim says a fight. Slim says fight.
Would be boring. He's just ducking, innit? He don't want to say that it doesn't make sense, but he doesn't want to call that suit.
Yeah, basically.
So it's the coward thing. That's what he said. He's not going to make me look as good because as... That's why he wants to fight debutees.
Yeah.
That's why he wants to fight these novices.
He just said it.
He just says it.
He just said it, you know.
See, the thing is, he's not that good, yeah, but where he's long and lanky, it's like a ball on the end of a chain when he hits you.
Yeah.
That's what it is. And it's always hooks. I don't think he's won. He's not dropped anyone really straight. I'm not sure. Yeah. But it's the hooks, the ball on the end of the chain, the swing. And he just clumps you with the club. But yeah, he should fight... The reason why he's saying he don't want to fight AT, but he should be saying, I'll fight Salt Papi.
Yeah.
Because that's the next in line.
That is the next in line. Salt Papi.
He deserves that. He deserves that managing position.
Wait, but have you heard Keem or any of them mention Slim as a future opponent? Check the graphic made by them. No.
Not sure.
I ain't heard
click
it.
Click on it. Let's see.
You said Slim. I said agreed. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Everyone's trying to see Dodge.
Look, bro. Where?
Exactly.
You see what I'm saying? Exactly. Virus because he. Why?
Virus just came in the game yesterday.
Deji.
See,
that's
what I'm saying.
Man, them are trying to. Yeah, man. Nah, man.
Salt Papi deserves a title shot.
He deserves a title shot.
He took a hard fight. He shouldn't have took.
And he just racked up the views.
Yeah. He racked up the views. He's a big player in the game.
He wrapped up the views, so that one should be run. I didn't see what Swarm said about this because they lock off his interview, remember?
They done the Undertaker thing. Yeah.
I wonder what he thought. I knew he was pissed, though.
This is not the fight Swarm should take. Do not fight Pineda.
Why not?
Do not, because you're not at that level yet. You're still learning. You're still learning your ABC.
Yeah.
You don't know his times table yet. You don't know his timetables yet.
Bro,
he's still on...
He's learning.
You're learning, man. Take your time. Grow, learn. Learn, don't just get another loss because Pineda will piece you up. He's a pro, he's got experience.
And he's very confident.
You see what he done against B-Dave?
In this realm, he's very confident.
Very confident.
He's very confident.
Come on.
It depends on what Sam's wants out of this. Does he want to develop a career here or is it cash grab each time?
Learn the game, man. Learn the art, man. That's the question. Get a win, man.
That's what it boils down to. Because if for him, he might say, right, you're going to pay me.
Man, you got to have some type of dignity, man.
He's a prize fighter. He's a prize fighter. Yeah, you can't keep taking those. But I feel like because he has potential to be better as well, he might as well dive into it.
That fight shouldn't have been set up, man. That was bad, man. That's bad. It's sad. It's like bullying. I'll say someone's got something against Swarms.
Bro, Swarms is cannon fodder.
Bro, that's mad.
It's. I don't think he's cannon fodder.
Brother, just trying to line up the poor black brother.
But he is cannon fodder. It's like we need an opponent. We need someone to fill the card.
Who should be put on?
Swamps. Yeah. There was a graphic this just there. Swamps, KSI, Salt Papi are the only three fighters to compete on all Misfits pay-per-view events. This guy competes on the events because he's an event saver.
Yeah.
He's an event saver. Yeah. And when you call him, he says money is calling.
That's true. He's the event saver.
He's an event saver. Yeah. That's what he is, yeah?
Yeah.
This guy's being built to take this for when he leaves. Yeah. They want him to smoothly transition into this. I don't think these men are going to cross like that. It's just like he was gonna take this, and then obviously JJ. So obviously the pay per views him, but Swarms is an event savior. You heard it here on Real Wheels.
That's a good one.
And tell me if I'm wrong. You can't, because what did he do when JJ needed to return? He stepped in, out of shape, didn't know nothing, but got in there anyway.
Yes.
So yeah, shout out to Swamps. That's why I give him his respect. But yeah, all the other stuff is all old news now. Kimchi, little Kimchi signed with Happy Punch. We know this. So yeah, that's all old stuff. But we got to do a video dedicated to the girl them soon, because I think they got their little scene growing nicely.
It's growing.
They got their little scene growing nicely. They got the some of the ladies there, Misfits. They got the Kingpin tournament.
Yeah.
As well, so yeah, we might have to do a little.
I've got a female fighter I'm gonna bring involved as well, you know. Laura.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
What I'm talking about?
What from the gym?
Yeah, does muscle ups.
Clean the Muay Thai.
Not Muay Thai. Super. I don't know if you've seen her. You've seen her. You have seen her. 100%.
What, she wants to fight?
She's game.
Who's game. The one you used to do Muay Thai with again?
Georgie.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Oh, okay, because Georgie.
I would love to bring her in.
She would be a good fit, actually. Good fit. She would be a good fit in here.
Good fit.
Hey, listen, don't let me and Lee start thinking about the girl in that we know that can throw hands and
tump up all these other girls.
Bring them in and just start causing ruckus.
Trust me.
You know what I'm saying? But nah, man, it's an interesting scene. It's a scene where agendas are definitely on the horizon more than ever, and I don't want to hear right now any crossover boxing industry chatting about traditional boxing world, because the thing is becoming the same, bro.
It's the same now, man. Yeah,
it's the same, bro. My man's got an agenda, he's got an agenda. Why is Slim not willing to fight Salt Pappy?
Yeah,
that's the question.
That is the question.
Are you the champ, or are you the paper champ?
How you being a champ and fighting someone on a debut? It doesn't make sense.
So, and who does he want then, if he doesn't want AT or Salt Pappy?
Yeah,
because he would happily take a fight with Ham.
Yeah,
he would happily take a fight with Ham. What? Right, you know what?
But you know what's funny? Yeah,
Pineda and Slim.
Yeah, that's a decent one. That's a decent one.
Two broomstickers.
Yeah, that's a decent one.
You know what I mean?
Two broomsticks, you know.
They're both
that's a decent one.
Breadsticks.
That's a decent
one. Them man were both on the same thing, innit?
But Salt Pappy deserves the opportunity more than
anyone. Yeah, no, he does. Salt Pappy deserves the opportunity more than anyone.
See, the funny thing is, everyone keeps saying, I want a Kingpin tournament guy. Whoever wins that Kingpin tournament has more say than all of them.
Everyone.
You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
It has more say.
Because it wasn't an orchestrated way to the top.
Exactly.
It was a tournament. Whoever you got, you got.
Yes.
You had to win to win.
Yes.
By default, whoever wins, you know, I'm saying this explicitly, as one of the last bits of the episode. Whoever wins the Kingpin tournament is better than any of the Misfits champions in a way. Yeah,
of course. They've had way tougher.
Because
way
they tougher had lineup. They had no choice.
No choice.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Even JJ.
Yeah, that's facts.
Because how did JJ get the belt? Because his company.
Yeah.
Who did he fight for the belt?
Who did he fight for the belt?
Swarms and Pineda. Misfits didn't exist before that. It's like Misfits didn't exist before that. Think of it like this. Him and Logan fought for no belt.
Yeah.
Jake's always run around with the little belts.
Yeah.
Run around creating belts, most valuable belt, right? So then JJ made a Misfits belt.
Yeah.
By default,
He
was the champion. He didn't have to earn the champion thing. It's just my company, bro. I have a belt. Slim, who did he fight for the belt? Ryan Taylor.
Did he fight Ryan Taylor for a belt?
Was it Ryan Taylor? Slim?
Ryan Taylor had a belt opportunity.
Who did Slim fight? Who did Slim? Ripped. Wait, no, for real, I'm actually thinking now.
Did he fight Tempo for the belt?
Oh, yeah.
Was that Tempo's first fight as well?
When you banged him out,
was that Tempo's first fight?
Yeah.
Or was Tempo's first fight Kenny?
Tempo's first fight was Kenny. And then he and that was on Showstar.
Yeah.
So he beat Tempo. Yeah, someone who's never had a fight to become champion.
Yeah.
Do you see what I'm saying? The only champion... Misfits, there's only two Misfits champions that I'm allowed. Dean.
Yeah, Dean.
And Astrid.
And Astrid. Who did she fight for the belt? That AJ Bunker.
Yeah, yeah, because she can't really. But, yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. She got what she given. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, it's one of them ones.
That's a, like, you've made a good point.
But ain't they the only.
Even Jay Swingler's had a belt.
No. Did Nick Lamo? Nah. Nah.
I swear that was for a belt, my brother. Nah. I swear Jay Swingler had a belt.
Because he's Slim's weight, innit? Like heavy.
Yeah, but Slim. The Slim have. Yeah. Or that super middleweight belt or something. Or I swear Swingler had a belt.
No, they didn't give him no belt. They
might have been. I'm getting mixed up with that other organization that was going around. Was it PBA belt or something?
Oh, yeah.
So,
they might have something like that. Because they had Misfits champions, and at the same time, they had PBA champions. Yeah. But Swingler never had a Misfits belt. Okay. Only Misfits champions I believe exist is JJ, Dean, Slim, and Astrid.
Okay.
And out of all those people I named, who earned the belt?
Yeah.
Two of them. Yeah, I'd only say two of them. So the Kingpin winner is and should be ranked over any champion in Misfits.
Yeah.
Maybe you say not JJ because et cetera, but the reason how the belt came about. Yeah. I'm not talking about fights. I'm not talking about history. I'm just talking about how did you get this?
Yeah.
Email champions. That's what you call it. Email champions. Yeah. CEO champion.
Yeah. It's true.
So Kingpin, the person that wins Kingpin, they call the shots.
Of course they call the shots. And see, the thing is, we don't know. Kingpin might offer them another contract. Of course they will. We've got another tournament next year.
Of course they will.
Free fights guaranteed. Want to bring these people in. Everyone's welcome. Who wants to beat the champ?
Listen, before you know it.
We don't know what's going to happen next
year. Before you know it, we're going to be seeing purse bids in crossover boxes.
Yeah.
We're going to be seeing
purse bids. It's getting that route, man. It's getting that route.
It's going to be a purse bid between Misfits and Kingpin to who hosts a show.
Yeah.
And then somehow, in this purse bid, Keem will be in them. In the middle,
man, with a sharp goatee, he's sharp, man.
He'll be in the middle with the emoji on, hello, with the emoji on, yeah. Somehow involved in the purse bid.
Big up Keem, man. Big up Keem.
Big up Keem because he rides for his people.
I like Keem. I like what he does.
He rides out for his people.
He rides out for the Happy Punch people, and I understand his perspective.
Just
all I read and hear is he's a pro. Yeah, I'll work hard to get where I'm at. Not a lie, he did work hard. It's the same people who say I'm a pro that was, I'm getting KO'd by Salt. But you got to remember, these fans don't even know boxing like that.
Yeah, you know that's why you can't get caught up in it, man.
I just see dumb stuff getting mentioned and whatnot.
You can't get caught up in it too tough, man. Because
people just started watching boxing because of these YouTubers and that. Now,
this is what I mean. They're so fresh to it.
So I can have an opinion on anything.
They don't know nothing, man. Yeah, nothing. They don't know nothing. He's just another phase cooking up.
Phase guy coming.
That's what Gibbs said, isn't it?
Gibbs said they're assassins.
And they all train in the same place. Well, Temper's with Malik, but yeah.
They're assassins.
But I know they're rising up. Yeah, man. But listen, my people, anyway, man. That was a quick roundup. It weren't really that quick in the end. We ended up going in a little bit. But, you know how we do. We got a couple episodes that we make now. And then we want to make some weekly. That's what we want to do. Maybe chop this up into two. But head on to the streaming platforms anyway, so you can see everything that we're doing. And yeah, man, when's the next Misfit show going to be announced? Another golden question.
We're still waiting, Bro, it's been too quiet. Hey. Misfits 8, they had a habit of backing out, on the day of the event. The next one's here. What's happened?
It's what I'm saying. Oh, yeah, I want to put this out there as well. Listen, if Tennessee wants to train, she can train with the realest if she wants. She can train with the realest,
Tennessee.
Because she got the potential there.
She got good potential, man. Good potential, I like some stuff she was doing, man.
And I like when I see...
Big up yourself, Tennessee, man. Continue.
And Pagey as well. Big up Pagey because them lot, what I like is when I see hits land and people keep their composure to land more.
Yeah.
And land and then avoid and they still fight. Yeah, that was a good fight.
Their fight was way better than the other girl's fight.
Defo. But there's still too heavy for Astrid, isn't it? It's a peak one. Mm. It's like, Astrid's like strawweight champion or something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Ain't no one down there. But yeah, my people, like and subscribe. I hope you've enjoyed, and we'll be back soon.
Bless people. Bless.